Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. You have tuned in to Prophecy Alive, and I am your host, Prophet and Seer, Roderick. I'm so glad that God has allowed us to come into your homes or into your cars or wherever you are or your jobs and share the word of the Lord to you. Tonight we're going to be coming from Mark, the 6th chapter, and we're going to continue to deal with unbelief. So I want you to call your friends, let them know that we are on the air, and my Queen Katrina, we will be with you shortly, going to let you hear some more music and give you time to prepare yourself, get the Word of God with you. I love you all, and we miss you all. Yesterday, we were busy on a spiritual mission, and the Spirit of God had its way, and we thank God for lives that have been changed due to only God. Our special friend, the Holy Spirit, is with us tonight. He's with you. He's everywhere. And I want you to know that we're going to deal with this spirit of unbelief. Why are we dealing with this? Because we want you to get your prayers through and get your prayers answered and know that they have already been answered, but so that you could see them in the now. The natural man cannot receive the things of the Spirit of God because they are foolish unto him. Neither can he or her know them. The blessings of God, the promises of God are spiritually discerned. So the Word of God is given to us to help us discern the Lord's body. You said discern the Lord's body. Yes, don't you know, after he rose, Jesus, that is, rose from the dead, he told one of his disciples, don't touch me. I have not entered into my heavenly throne yet. And on another occasion, he went to doubting Thomas and told him to touch his hands and touch the nail-scarred hands, because Thomas said, I'm not going to believe that a man rose from the dead after 3 days of being dead. So Jesus appeared and walked through the door and said, flesh and blood have no, a spirit have no flesh and blood. So it is amazing how God, in his infinite wisdom, has given us such a word, such power. You know, Satan wants to appear to be the one that is full of power, even with Moses. You remember when Moses went to Pharaoh on one occasion, he called his magicians out, and they had some serpents. And so God allowed Moses to throw his staff down, and the serpent of Moses ate up the serpent of Egypt. So we understand that God is greater than all gods. Satan is a father, the father of lies. Have you allowed Satan to lie to you? We're going to help you. Are you discouraged? Or do you feel like, listen, I feel like this, throwing in the towel, the fight is over, I'm through with it. I just don't have enough strength to believe. We saw miracles Sunday, and people were healed, even on breathing machines. They were healed. And I want you to know that God said, I'll have no other God before me. You say, well, I'm sick. I've been like this a long time. God said, I'm not going to have another God before me. Don't make anything a little g God. Don't make any person, anything, materialism, a God. We see how those false gods are all in all throughout many parts of the music industry. I'm telling you, Satan has designed to deceive as many nations as he can. Listen, it's time to worship God. It's time not to make anyone your God, the living God. God said to Moses, tell the people, First of all, I'm not going to have any other God before me. I mean, look at this, y'all. If you made all that is made and all that can be seen and all that can't be seen, I mean, they are still finding planets. If you made all this, watch this, wouldn't you want to be worshipped? Glory to God. And you didn't. I didn't. God is supreme. Yes, he wants to be worshipped in spirit and in truth. When you get time, read St. John chapter 4. God is spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. Jesus said, the words, get this, the words that I speak are spirit and are life. Do you know how much power that is in you? Do you realize that you have God, the Holy Spirit, living inside of you? Don't you know that God has given every man the measure of faith? Listen to me, man, woman, boy, and girl. You have the authority over all the powers of the enemy. You know, it's so easy to sell out. It's so easy, you know, if you sell your soul to the devil, oh, yeah, he'll give you money, he'll give you girls, he'll give you cars, he'll give you mansions. But guess what? Then afterwards, he wants what? He wants your life. He wants your soul. He wants your mind. Come on here. What does it profit a man or woman to gain the whole world and then lose his or her soul? What will it profit you to say, I'm just going to listen, the devil will give me my stuff quick. The devil will give me my cars quick. He'll give me my home quick. Man, he'll give me fame quick. Yeah, yeah. But the Satan in St. John 10 comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Look at how many people sold their souls to the devil, and they ended up dying a tragic death. Come on, leaving all that gold, leaving all that money. Praise God. Listen, you can give your body to be burned. Come on, you go to 1 Corinthians, the 13th chapter. You can give your body to be burned. You can sell your organs to the poor, give your organs to the poor. You can just do everything you know that is good and still miss out. Why? Jesus said many are going to come to him in that day saying, Lord, you know, in the church, we've done many wonderful things in your name. We've cast out devils. We healed the sick, raised the dead. We prophesied, and it came to pass. But there was one problem, And the Lord will say to many, depart from me. I don't even know you. I don't know who you are. Isn't that amazing? On one occasion, the demon said, Jesus I know, Paul I know, but who are you? To some boys that wanted to act out deliverance and cast demons out of some men. And those demons jumped on those seven boys of Sceva, one named Sceva, seven sons. And they wanted to act like they had the authority to cast devils out. Those demons says, I know Jesus, I even know Paul. But how about many that will come to Jesus and say, we've done some good stuff, Jesus. We helped a lot of folk. We were apostles. We were prophets. We were evangelists. We were pastors. We were teachers. We sung in the choir. We were deacons. Mm-hmm. We visited those who were in prison. And then Jesus is going to say, the Lord is going to say, I don't know you. Why? There was no heartfelt fellowship. There was no covenant relationship. Isn't that something? So listen, the key is make God first. Put him first. Give God your life. Don't waste your time. You know, that's why the spirit of materialism destroy marriages. You know, somebody said, I never forget, a brother said to me, man, if I just had all the money, I would be happy. Ah, my family, my wife, and my children. If I just had all the money I wanted, and the houses and cars. I said, have you ever looked at marriages in Hollywood? He said, well, I haven't paid too much attention to it. I said, listen, why don't you check it out? He began to just look at Hollywood stars and people who were married and divorced, and there were many murders, unsolved mysteries of people who were wealthy but unhappy. Money does not make you happy. And somebody said, no, don't make me happy. You can get close to it. Well, you know, the smart aleck is one thing, but in reality, money can mess you up. And I tell people all the time, money don't change you. It doesn't change you. Money reveals who you really are. That's all money does. It reveals the real you. So if you really love God and you really got your heart set on God, I promise you, a little money and blessings, houses, whatever you need, whatever you desire, is just going to bring out your heart's desire. If you really want to touch lives and touch souls, it's going to bring it out. So praise God. I mean, just like the Holy Ghost just began to talk. Somebody needed that. Somebody needed that. You feeling like, listen, I'm feeling like, actually, prophet, I feel like I lost my mind. You call at any time. At any time. The number is 1-347-539-5173. We got a ways to go, but I feel the presence of the Lord. And thank you, all of our partners, for listening. After a break, I'm going to be right back. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Stay with us.
Faith is the sense. To sense. To have enough sense. To sense Him. Shout! Oh, bless His holy name. Look at verse 23. For verily, truly, I say unto you, that whosoever, everybody say whosoever, shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart. You know what doubt is? Insecurity. Galatians says, faith works by love. Your faith can never rise above your love. You will never have great faith until you have great love. Faith works by love. Some of you don't have great faith because you're too stingy. You don't have enough love. I love you. See, you can't even say it back. I love you. You're getting good. Clap your hands and give God some praise.
Love Talk Radio.
I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. All right? Look at somebody and say, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. No, you said it to the wrong person. Grab the person behind you and tell them, say, hey, you. I'm glad.
Let's do it. put your hand on your hip and just tell him, why don't you look like it?
Well, praise God, that's Mr. Clean singing, I'm glad I don't look like what I've been through. Aren't you excited? Some of you been through some stuff, and you know if it hadn't been for God, you would not be here. Just think about it for a moment. If it had not been for God that was on and is on your side, where would you be? Where would you and I be? You know, the word of God declares, while we were yet sinners, oh, I feel my good friend Holy Ghost already. While we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Isn't that something? That the love of God is so powerful, until he didn't let you stay the way you were. He loves us enough that he died for us before we were ever born. That's why the scripture says, with his stripes, we are healed. And the word of God also declares that in the New Testament, we were healed. I mean, God got us before we were born. We are delivered. He predestinated us. Listen, you may not be. We may not be where we want to be or ought to be, but we can shout and praise God that we are not what we used to be. What is that? That means that as long as you have fellowship with God and you seek his face, not just his hands, not just what he can do for you, but if you seek his face and we turn from our wicked ways. You said, somebody asked me the other day, you know, saints are those that are holy. I said, saints can be the most wicked people on the planet. Praise God. Ephesians 4 and 11 tells us that God has given us these gifts and anointings for the perfecting of the saints. Saints, you know, the saint is not somebody who died and went on to heaven. A saint is somebody that used to be an ain't. Praise God. And salvation has come in. But because you are saved, you are still not perfected yet. Praise God. You know the word perfect? You know what it means? It means complete, but it also means mature. Praise God. So perfection does not mean you do everything right, but you reach a level of maturity. Praise God. I mean, don't you know the Apostle Paul, while his name was Saul, in the book of Acts, the 9th chapter, he was on his way to Damascus, and he was going to get some more believers and Christians and put them into prison. This man, the word of God declares, he thought he was doing God a service. Don't ask me how. It'll take all day to tell you. But I'm going to tell you right now, there are many people who think they love God, but they're persecuting God's people. But the light came, and the Bible declares, while Saul was on his way to Damascus, he saw the light, and it knocked him off of his beast, knocked him off of his horse. And I'm telling you, he had an introduction that changed his life. He heard a voice. I am Christ. I am Jesus Christ, who you are persecuting. I'm telling you something. I'm so excited about what God is doing. I'm going to bring in my lovely queen, and then we're going to get into Mark, the 6th chapter. Praise God. God is so good. Well, praise God, honey. How are you doing?
I am doing wonderful, honey. How are you?
I'm doing good. That song got me. I feel like dancing. Bishop Richard Clean.
I'm glad I don't look like
what I've been through. Baby, you're so pretty. You don't look like you've been through anything. How are you doing this evening?
I'm blushing right now. I'm doing real good. How are you?
I'm doing good. I like when you blush, baby. What's on your heart?
I was thinking about, you know, faith is the substance of things hoped for.
Yes.
The evidence of things unseen. Faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. This word that is going forth is encouraging, empowering, and equipping us as believers to go forward in the kingdom. How do we go forward in the kingdom when unbelief and things that are negative on are always round about us? Faith and the word of God is what keeps us grounded and keeps us in the place of believing. And we were talking about hope and how a lot of times we stop hoping or we miss hope. Because we, you know, as believers, we feel like it's deep to believe or say we believe or that we have faith, but we have forgotten the fact that hope make it not a shame.
Come on.
Because the love of God is shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Spirit. How do we get the Holy Spirit if we've never hoped for him?
Mm.
But there are some people who would even come, because the enemy does use people, places, and things to even try to get you to question your belief, even in the fact that the Holy Spirit is your friend. So I thank God, like when you say, my very good friend, the Holy Spirit is here, because that tells people that he is a man. He is a person that we can fellowship with. So the word of God is coming forth fresh, brand new, right off the grill, if we can say it, right out of the Holy Ghost fire and oven, and it's feeding us, equipping us, and it's making us want to know the Holy Spirit. It's teaching us how to let go of unbelief. First of all, identify unbelief, and then to walk in it and hold on to something called hope, because it make us not ashamed.
My God, my queen. I thank God for what you said, because so many people, honey, have faith without hope.
Yes.
See, it's the hope. You know, one of the definitions of hope is it is a feeling of expectation. I know one of the glorious things to see was, and we got a word today from a friend of ours, and it involves something that we've been expecting and believing God for when you were pregnant. Oh, I mean, your face began to glow, and I mean, it's nails just start just getting strong, and they're still strong, but I mean, they got real long. I said, praise God, baby, let's go to the nail place and get blessed. Your hair started just getting long and, ooh, already pretty, but that baby, our babies did something for you. I believe that was connected to your feeling of expectation. You knew we were pregnant, but you also knew that one day you're going to see this baby that's living on the inside of you.
Praise God.
Wow. It's like hope means it is a feeling. Hope is a feeling of expectation, honey, and it is a desire for a certain thing to happen. You knew when you were pregnant that 40 weeks, 38 to 40 weeks, that baby, that vision was coming out of there.
Yes, yes.
And right before you said, prophet and queen, woman of God, listen, I want to understand prayer. How can I pray and it happen? I'm not just praying to pray. I'm praying for something to happen.
Yes, yes.
Well, you need hope. You know, the enemy of our souls hates that word hope, doesn't he, baby?
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. If he can steal our hope, if he can steal our dream, you know, that's another word for hope, dream.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, the expectation. Many of us, when we were children, we had this hope or we had this dream of one day being something. And along the way, you forget it. what was that I used to want to be?
Mm.
And then all of a sudden, it pops right back in your stomach or your memory, and you feel like, yeah, I did. And I know for sure I did want to be something like that. But I remember that I had a dream when I was a child. I wanted to do a magazine. I wanted to create a magazine.
Yeah.
But along the way, I had lost it. I lost that vision. I lost that hope, that desire. And then years ago, it was brought back to me. That again mentions the way we learn. Faith comes by hearing. Because some things had happened in my life, I forgot the dreams that I had because I lost hope. And then that hearing of the word, the prophet comes and says, you know, I saw this in your future and reminded me of the dream or the vision that I had of owning and producing a magazine of my own.
Yes.
So I thank God for that. You know, that's something that we need to pay attention to. Faith does come by hearing, and every day when we're coming together, you know, the scripture does say, fail not to assemble yourselves together. We may not all go to a body, a building that's called a church or the ecclesia and things like that, the temple.
Yes.
But when we come together like this, this here is an avenue that the Lord is bringing us together to communicate about his desire for us. So I thank God for this. I do.
Baby, I'm loving it. I'm loving it. And God got us. We woke up last night and we was talking about hope. And,
yes.
You know, and right now we don't have a place per se for our ministry. But right now we are sitting right now. This is church. Those
yes,
that
it
are
is.
Gathered together, this is a church living
yes.
life.
Yes.
World Ministries.
Glory
is on the
God.
Air through Prophecy
yes.
Alive. So we
wonderful.
Are pastoring people
yes.
and
yes.
leading people to God. God, that made me excited. Yes, we're not building hungry. Yes, sooner or later, God's going to, he has already done it. Bless God, somebody may call in and say, listen, I got a place for you. Where are you?
God.
I don't know, but I know one thing. God said, be faithful to feeding the flock of God. You know,
oh,
I remember, baby, I began on radio when I was just 16 years of age. Started preaching in 1978. I was just 14,
yes.
June 25th, 1978. I preached, presented with those that were over my life in the gospel, my dad and different ones, and God ordained me. I didn't have to preach a trial message, but they presented the first open public message to preach. And then at 16, God gave me a desire. I started radio, and my dad said, you know what you're doing, son? I said, yes, sir. I just pregnant with this, reaching the world.
Yeah.
And before I started pastoring at the age of 17, and there's been many churches that have been planted. But see, it had nothing to do with me. It's the Lord Jesus Christ, and I give him complete glory and honor. And
yeah.
after almost 40 years of ministry, I'm still feeling like I'm 14, still ready to deliver the word of God. It did right in a crucial time. God blessed me through a crazy way. I met you. Glory to God. And look, God took us, delivered us in our sins, from our sins,
yes.
and said, wipe
yes.
the dust off, keep going, because you're not
going
to be stuck up. We're not going to be a religious couple that look down on people that went through some stuff. We're going to be, we are a couple that's dangerous in the kingdom of God because we understand love and compassion for people.
Yes.
We don't have a,
yes.
a religious spirit and act like we've never been there. Come on, some folk, I never sinned after I gave my heart to the Lord. I'd been holy. That's the devil. Ain't nothing but the devil talking. You know, if the scripture says, if any person said they have not sinned, come on.
Yes.
They are a liar.
Yes.
Come on, that's what gives us hope. We know from whence we came. Praise God.
Oh,
but
oh, yeah.
never... Never will we put down anyone else. Go ahead, baby.
I thank God for that. Yes, I thank God for that. Yes, we have been delivered through our own frailties, sins, casualties. You know, you think there's casualties in war. You know, you go to Afghanistan, something might happen. Well, there's some things that happen in the spirit. There's some things happen in the natural. And, you know, a lot of our decisions don't line up with God. We are striving. You mentioned that perfect word.
Yes.
That complete, mature. How do we get perfect? How do we become perfect? Now, we accept our perfection in God, in Christ, through him, because our righteousness is of him, saith God, where it's in Isaiah, where it tells us that we're holy because he is holy.
Yes.
But in our natural flesh, we are sinful.
That's right.
We every day have to die daily to our own flesh, crucify our own flesh, mortify it with the affections and lust. What do you mean? You telling me that I lust after a man, I lust after a woman? No, you can lust after a car. You can lust after food. You can lust after yourself. And I ain't talking about perverted. You can lust after yourself and make your own self a god. What is my ways? What do I want to do? And then we don't even consider the ways of God. But I thank God that through our own sin, he delivers us. And then he allows us to minister to his people who are hurting, who don't know how to get out of condemnation. I remember a time, and I'll share this, that I was so caught up in condemnation. And so it wasn't even so much condemnation. It was just flat out guilt.
Yes.
Well, I didn't know how. Oh, my God, how could I do that? How could you fool yourself into believing that you're so righteous that you'll never fall, and then you feel guilty?
Yes.
That's Satan on every hand, and you just open yourself up to just be fooled by that, because God came to make me whole, so I'll never sin again. Oh, yes, you will. That's why you build yourself up on your most holy faith. You get into an intimate relationship with him. Let him know that we are frail. Lord, I messed up. I'm a sinner. Help me, Lord. You know what? My heart is messed up over here. That's why David was called the apple of God's eye, because he confessed he was broken. He said, take this blood guiltiness away from me. That meant he was dealing with some stuff, that he was dealing with condemnation, guilt. He was ashamed. All of those things that fall right up under the heading of unbelief. And I thank God for this word, because it is teaching us. And I want you to go ahead and finish sharing what God has for us and your people.
You know what,
God.
Baby?
Yeah.
I love it. I love it. I love it how transparency causes belief. You know, one of the reasons why there is so much unbelief in the body of Christ, we have too many people who are afraid to open up their mouths and be transparent.
Yes.
Because you have children looking at you. You're in leadership. You have people looking at you and looking up to you. It's like parents. Now, you know how we are as parents. Our children are so open with us.
Yes, they are.
You know why they're open? We are transparent before them. Praise God.
Yes.
Come on.
Yes.
Well, if you are not transparent before your children, we talk about the X generation. Yeah, because they've been X'd out. You have to, mothers, you have to let your child know, yes, I was fast. When they get to a certain age and they start catching before 13, boy, when they hit 13, you know what that means, parents? You know nothing. And they know everything.
Everything.
God. Come on. You remember that man on Hogan's Hero? I know nothing. So when your child getting ready to, look at our son, he's 10 years old, he's getting wiser and wiser. But right before 13, I've had conversation with him as a father and you as a mother, as our baby boy. But I'm telling you, right before 13, we hitting him now with it. We're going to make sure that while he's going through that teenage years, he's going to understand. I have a dad. My dad and my mom are so transparent, and he's not going to be shocked when he see a boy. He's not now maybe having feminine ways. He's taught not to criticize Come on.
Yes.
He's taught not to criticize, but to pray, and don't join the critics and put
right.
them down. The boy could have been molested or something. Come on.
Yes. Yes.
So and so he will see girls who like girls. Hey, you got to come on up to date with this thing.
Come on.
Praise
yes.
God. We understand Romans 1. We understand what it is. You know what? I was talking to a believer the other day, and they probably wish they hadn't ran into me. So they was talking about, you know, Romans 1, and do you believe that? And they talked to the president and stuff, and you know, different things. And so
yes.
I began to share with this particular religious brother. I began to share with him, yeah, I know Romans 1, and it deals with that lifestyle of man versus man, or not versus, but being in love with another man, and a
yeah.
woman being in love with another woman. I said, but you're talking to a man that in the city of Chicago preached funerals of people who lived a lifestyle and seeing yeah. people come to the altar with tears in their eyes, and God dealt with them. And there was such a measure of conviction. Why? I didn't go in trying to preach the hell out of folk. Because there's a
mm-hmm.
lot of straight folk that got a whole lot of crookedness in them.
Ooh.
Come on. So, you know, I'm a man of balance. We're people of balance. So why am I going to try to, listen, you don't kill a fish until you catch him.
Anytime
I'm going to a restaurant, I like some fried chicken. Well, that chicken used to walk, praise God. And you enjoying that chicken. Might have been some other chicken nephew, other chicken uncle, but you just enjoying that chicken. You don't wound a soul. God said all souls are mine. So God said,
yes.
God began to reveal to me, honey, as you know, when they were called me for these places, you know, I wasn't one of these happy preachers that would want to preach a funeral. You know, like some of these crazy
right.
folk I've seen.
Yes.
You know, I wanted to see the hand of God move, and God asked God for wisdom. And many have received Christ, have turned, and have received deliverance from those spirits. And
oh, yes.
some ministries make a big deal out of that, and you got folk with a demon called gossip. I mean, they'll wet their lips, speak in tongues, and then after service, or in service, they would text a gossip to somebody else. Praise God.
Yes.
One brother was sitting next to me one time. He was on Facebook texting. I said, move over. Get away from me. You're in service. Come on, y'all.
Yes, yes.
And mine should be on the Lord. He had a Facebook demon. Praise God. Oh, yes, glory.
Jesus,
so God
yes.
wants us to be alert. My God, there's nothing wrong with Facebook. I use it, but I dominate it for the kingdom of God. Come on.
Oh,
we speak what's positive, baby. So praise
yes.
God. I want to get into this. Everybody, let's go to Mark 6, and I'm going to start at verse 1. Mark 6, verse 1. Praise God. Look at this. And it says, and he went out from thence, he was from Capernaum, and came into his own country, Nazareth, and his disciples followed him. Mark 6 and verse 2. Watch this, y'all. This is good. And when the Sabbath day was come, he began to teach in the synagogues, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works are wrought by his hands? They've heard of the miracles. They saw the signs and wonders. Heard about the greatness of Jesus. You see, the people in Nazareth, they didn't question the wisdom of Jesus or his works or his miracles. Watch this. But they questioned the right. What right has he to do such things? They didn't think that Jesus was worthy. Now, look at unbelief as a nation or as a person, whichever one. Unbelief is a spirit that will challenge you in what you believe about God or that God is. Watch this. Unbelief is the totality of the spirit, listen, of reasoning. Unbelief is one of the, if not the most hideous spirit that comes against a believer in the body of Christ, in business, in the world, in government, wherever, especially in the home. Here is Jesus going to his hometown, and the people didn't think he was worthy to do the works that he was doing. Now, you're going to see this. This has to, and I'm speaking to everyone, you must understand how this spirit works. If you don't understand belief, this is one of the reasons why many fall away. They can't handle persecutions. They can't handle family people coming up against them. They about lose their mind. Everybody's against me. No, everybody's not against you. The enemy wants you to believe that. Why? So you can be against yourself or against yourselves. Are you getting this? Now look at verse 3 with me of Mark 6. Is not this the carpenter's son? Uh-oh. In other words, you're the son of Mary. We know Mary. Mary lived down the street. And the brother, Jesus that is, you got James, Joseph, and Judah, and Simeon. And are not his sisters here with us? So wait a minute. The enemy was giving Jesus the same attack that the devil will give every believer. Watch this. How dare you have a vision of success? How dare you believe that you're not poor? How dare you believe that good can come to you and that your gifts will make room for you and bring you before great men? How dare you believe in yourself? Jesus, here in Mark 6, is revealing his humanity. They said, you got four brothers? And your sisters are here. What gives you the right? In their eyes, this proves, as a matter of fact, the fact that Jesus has brothers, it disproves the claim by most or not all Catholic churches that Jesus had no brothers or sisters. Watch this. And they were offended at him because he did not meet their approval. Some of you know God has given you an anointing. You know God has called you into the ministry. You know there are gifts that God has put in you. But because people who you want, not knowing to you, to be approved by, whether it's parents, brothers or sisters, or church acquaintances, they don't show you the approval that you may see others get, and there you go. You get offended. You see, you cannot allow that spirit to stop you. Never measure yourself by somebody else. A sister said to me one time, I want to speak in tongues. I said, okay. She said, I want to speak in tongues like that evangelist over here that goes to our church. I said, see, right there, you're on the wrong foot. You're on the wrong area. You're in the wrong area. You're already trapped by an imagination that God didn't give you. She didn't want what God had for her. She had a spirit of covetousness. She wanted what God had given someone else. You have to be careful. And that's the spirit of unbelief. Now watch this. In verse 4 of Mark 6, but Jesus said unto them, watch this, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. Now, I do not believe that his mother Mary was a part of this unbelief. But this definitely included the balance of the family with Joseph by now probably have passed on. Watch this, because you know Joseph had a hard time with this vision and the reality of Jesus being born. Now, verse 5, watch this. And he could there do, this is so important, he could there do no mighty works, not even one. Listen, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk, a few sick people, and healed them. Watch this, verse 6. And Jesus, he marveled because of their unbelief. And he went round about the villages teaching. So you know wherever he went to teach, miracles were done. Now, I want to show you something about verse 5. You say, prophet, I'm dealing with this spirit of unbelief. How do I shake it? What is it? How do I get rid of it? Let me explain something. Look at verse 5. I'm going to show you how strong the spirit of unbelief is. Look at verse 5 of Mark 6. And he could do there no mighty works. You see, this actually means not even one. Now, I want to give some balance here. It's not that Jesus couldn't work miracles, because the scripture says he laid hands on just a few folk, but they wouldn't even bring. You remember on certain occasions they brought Jesus, a man, and they had to let him, they had to make a hole in the house and let him down from the roof. People assisted Jesus at that time. They would bring sick folk to Jesus. They heard he was in town. These people said no. And I'm going to show you something. Some of these folk would rather see their relatives die than to have Jesus pray for him. I'm going to show you something. I asked a sister one time, she came to get prayer, and the Holy Ghost revealed to me that her sickness was connected to her check that she was getting because, you got to hear this, this is going to help a lot of mothers and different people. Let me tell you something. Her healing was connected to her check that she was getting for her livelihood because of the sickness. Now, I know there are people, I'm not condemning no one in that area, but I'm going to tell you something. There are certain people that are getting crazy checks that are not crazy. Praise God. I'm telling you, there are certain people getting crazy checks, retarded checks. And they're not retarded. Come on. There are certain people that would take their child. Come on. They would take their child and say, listen, when you go to this office, I want you to act crazy. If they ask you your name, I want you to say, you know, I want you to just name a president. If they ask you to count, I want you to count crazy. If they hold up one finger, I want you to say 10. Glory to God. And people getting crazy checks. You know, eyes rolled in the back of their head, looking around. Come on. So this is the enemy will get you trapped into a position to where you're lying. Come on, just to get a check. Praise God. You know, when you go into this office, there was a mother that had 4 crazy checks a month because she told her children, when you go to this office and I got an appointment, I want you to act as crazy as you can. True story. Praise God. Now, what happens is, now here's the children getting checks when they grow up. You think they're going to let that check go and get a healing? To receive healing? It's unbelief. Unbelief will have you accept something that God didn't give you. Come on, crazy checks. Praise God. So Jesus here could do no miracles because of the unbelief that was in Nazareth. my God. So we've got to get rid of the spirit of unbelief. And it is a seducing spirit. That spirit will make you accept, watch this, sickness. Well, honey, I'm going to be crazy until I get a certain amount of money. Now, when I get a certain amount of money, then, you know, I'm just going to be healed. And then all of a sudden, I'm going to get some sense. I'm going to tell the doctor I don't need to check anymore because all of a sudden my memory came back. But see, it's a trap from the enemy. So the spirit of unbelief is a dangerous spirit. Don't play with it. Don't play with it because you know what it will do? It will trap you. And you'll look back years later, and here you are, trapped by the spirit of unbelief. Stay with us. We'll be back in a moment. I'm waiting on your calls, 347-539-5173. And I'm waiting on these types of calls. If you have been struggling with the spirit of unbelief, I want you to request deliverance. And God will deliver you, because I believe that through Mark 6, if Jesus, and he did, marveled at the unbelief, this should tell you how evil this spirit is. You say, it seems like nothing happens good for me. I've been saved and in church all my life. It's like nothing happens good for me. Well, it's the spirit of unbelief. And the word of God declares it comes out of an evil heart. Praise God. Some of you have inherited the attitudes of those that are dead and gone on. You know, so you have to really be honest with yourself. Some have inherited bad attitudes from the past, through the bloodline. Mad and don't even know why. You ever wake up like that? Just upset. I don't know why I'm upset. I'm just upset. That's a spirit. I don't know why I started an argument with my husband. That's a spirit. Come on. And we can get deliverance from that. You say, I seem like I'm always in drama. It seems like I'm a single woman. It seems like I'm always around drama. You can be delivered tonight. You know, some people are missing out on enjoying life because they can't let go of unbelief, drama, fear, oppression, depression. It just seems like I'm sad all the time. And I'm not pregnant. Praise God. Need deliverance. Deliverance. If you need deliverance, 347-539. I feel the anointing. 5173. Get ready. Pick up that phone. You know God is dealing with you. If you know someone that you can come, you can ask for prayer in proxy of another person, and God will give deliverance. Praise God. It works like that. I pray for, me and my queen pray for a lot of people. They were just standing for someone else that were not spiritually ready to even receive prayer, and that person got delivered. I've had people come and say, would you pray for my mother? She's sick with a disease, and God healed. God can heal just by you coming up. 347-539-5173. I'll be back in a moment.
Love Talk Radio.
And say Jesus. It's the sweetest name and the most powerful name that you'll ever say. Come on, say it again. Say Jesus. There's something about that name. There's something about that name. Come on, say it again. Say Jesus. Hallelujah. 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 Jesus. Oh, yeah, yeah. Ooh. say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name so precious. There is no other name I know. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name of Jesus. Say the name. Jesus is
Love Talk Radio.
I received my confirmation.
Hallelujah.
It says September, it was written September the 10th.
Pastor
prophesied on me 8/8/2010.
Dear Quinetta Harris,
we received the results of your blood work, which show that your kidneys and your calcium level.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You're good.
Love Talk Radio.
I like that, y'all.
I've had my share of heartache, but I'm still here. Trouble, I've seen my share of trouble. Yes, I am. Loneliness, I've had my share of loneliness.
Love Talk Radio.
Well, praise God, I'm back, and I want you to know that the presence of the Lord is here. You are listening to Prophecy Alive. And I tell you what, I can feel that Holy Ghost divine vibrations, the presence of the Lord is here, and he's here for you, children of God. He's here for you. I have a caller. I'm going to get to the caller and just a minute. My queen, are you there, baby?
I am here, honey.
Woo! I'm telling you, we're on a campaign to get rid of this, to expose this spirit of unbelief.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Get it out of the system of those that believe God. Deliverance is here in the house. Honey, let's go to a caller. I got a 404 area code. Praise
yes.
God, going to bring them in. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive.
God bless you.
Bless you, woman of God. It's very important if you can get to a quiet place, because we're on the air. I want to be able to hear what you say, and the Holy Spirit is moving. I can feel the presence of the Lord in your voice. What's on your heart today? My queen, Katrina's with me. And we would just like to just listen to what's on your heart.
Oh, okay. I was calling in for prayer. I guess for the last maybe about 3 or 4 weeks I've been battling depression. And I said, yes, I said, I got to come out of this. And I've been just praying. And every time it come over me, I just rebuke the devil and try to push that back and just going through some things. And I just need prayer.
Anything in your heart, my queen, before we deal with this spiritual case?
Yes, God bless you, Mother. We're praying with you, and we just let the Lord use us tonight to meet your needs.
Yes. Yes. Go
yes.
ahead, baby.
Well, Mother, first and foremost, we thank you, and I do feel and I sense that there's a spirit of fear that has been, you've been dealing with a spirit of fear.
Yes.
In an area, and we know that the scripture says that perfect love casts out all fear. We know that God has not given us the spirit of fear, but of love, power, and a sound mind. So what we're going to do is go to the throne of grace and thank God for those things. I'm thinking and I'm hearing Isaiah 61 for you. I want to pull that up. Isaiah 61. Just a moment. I'm going to grab that.
Yeah.
Wow, somebody sent me that.
Wonderful. Praise the Lord.
They told me to read that every day.
Praise God.
That's awesome.
Amen. Here's one. Let me go. Isaiah 61.
Yes.
It says, thus saith the Lord, heaven is my throne, and this is the Amplified version. Heaven is my throne, and the earth is, I'm sorry, that's 66. But let me, I just want to read what I just saw there, Isaiah 66 and 4. So I also choose their delusions and their mockeries and their calamities and their afflictions, and I will bring their fears upon them. That's talking about the devil and how God is going to send those things, those calamities back upon him that he tried to send upon you. I saw that right then. Well, Isaiah 61 said, the Spirit of the Lord God is upon me because the Lord hath anointed me and qualified me to preach the gospel of good tidings to the meek, the poor, and the afflicted. He sent me to bind up and heal the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the physical and spiritual captives, and the opening of the prison and of the eyes to those who are bound. And I'm going to go to, I'm going to skip over two. But verse 3 says to grant consolation and joy to those who are mourning. To them an ornament or a garland or a diadem of beauty instead of ashes, the oil of joy instead of mourning, the garment of praise instead of a heavy burden and failing spirit, that they may be called oaks of righteousness, lofty, strong, magnificent, distinguished for uprightness, justice, and right standing with God, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Now, what I'm saying to you here is that where the spirit of fear is, or the spirit of heaviness, God has given us a garment of praise. You know, okay, just say, Mother, do you like fur coats or things like that? I know you may be in a warm climate, but do you like wraps and nice things that you just throw around your shoulders?
Yes.
Okay, you just throw that around, that garment around your shoulder. The garment of praise, you just wrap around your shoulder and say, I have not the spirit of heaviness because the garment of praise is wrapped around me.
Hallelujah.
Now, I can't walk in heaviness because the garment of praise is, that's my cloak.
Yes.
And I have the oil of joy because, you know, we put on oil, we put it on to smell good and to look good. You know, we don't want to be, you know, it's getting warm outside. We can't have, you know, those Mr. Brown elbows and knees, right? So we put on the oil of joy, and the joy of the Lord is our strength, so we can't be down and burdensome because we got the oil of joy on.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My God.
And
Hallelujah.
What I'm looking at this is something else. He called you, our God called you, he said that you are oak. You know the oak trees, they're them strong trees. You're an oak of righteousness. You're standing up tall, strong, lofty, magnificent, distinguish for uprightness. You're in right standing with God.
Hallelujah.
So because you are in right standing with God, nothing, not because I've done everything right, but because God said it. And who's a reporter we're going to believe? We're going to believe he is because he said it about you.
Hallelujah.
So fear can't come near you because, fear, I got on the garment of praise.
Garment of praise.
I got on the oil of joy. No, you can't come near me. I have hope. I have love. I have peace. I have joy. First of all, I got the Holy Ghost. So nothing by any means shall come nigh your dwelling. So what you say when those spirits come towards you, I resist you and you flee from me because I'm standing as an oak of righteousness.
Hallelujah.
No condemnation can come near me because I'm an oak of righteousness. Woman of God, there is a great ministry in you, for you, and the enemy has been trying to stop you from going forth by these things of fear, condemnation, and guilt, and we want you to be free today. We speak your freedom. We speak your deliverance, because he who the Son has set free is made free indeed. No weapon formed against you is going to prosper. Every tongue that rises up against you, we say this daily, every tongue that rises up against me, we condemn, whether it's others or my own.
My God.
Because whose report are we going to believe? We're going to believe the report of the Lord. And you know what? Your righteousness is of him, saith God.
My God.
Honey?
Honey, I'm eating off of your words. My God. What's your first name, young lady?
Gail.
Gail, as my queen was just ministering to you, I want you to hold fast to the book of Philippians chapter 4. Keep everything that we're saying to you because it is your prescription of deliverance.
Okay.
And one thing that God has revealed, as me and my queen do, we have marriage counseling conferences. And one of the things, and hear the Spirit of the Lord, one of the greatest things that women can be delivered from is the spirit of bitterness from bad, broken relationships. You following me?
I'm following you.
Yes, because those are some of the spirits that attack women and keep them in bondage. Praise the Lord.
Amen.
Now, verse six. This is what I originally saw for you. Philippians 4 and 6 declares, watch this, woman of God, do not fret or have anxiety about anything. This is the amplified version of Philippians 4. Do not fret or have any anxiety about anything. Don't let the devil cause you to be depressed, oppressed about anything. Watch this. Here's how you stay away from that. But in every circumstance and in everything, by prayer and petition, what is a petition? It's a definite request. With thanksgiving, continue to make your wants known to God. He said, wait a minute, devil, you're not going to have me depressed. I'm going to continue making my wants to God. You have that right to. And verse 7 says, and God's peace shall be yours, okay? And it talks about your soul will be assured of its salvation through Christ. And watch this. And so fearing nothing, say, I fear nothing.
I fear nothing.
Nothing. Or no one. Watch this. From God and being content with its earthly lot of whatever sort, that is, that peace, which transcends all understanding, shall garrison and mount guard over your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Now, your most powerful verse in the Bible for you to use every day concerning your need is in the 8th verse. For the rest, brethren, whatsoever things are true. Only focus on stuff that's real. Somebody come with a bunch of gossip and hearsay, you don't have time for it. Amen?
Okay.
So read that verse, and God supply all your need. God bless you, our dear sister.
Okay, God bless y'all too.
That's Philippians 4 and the 4th chapter.
Okay, I got it.
God bless you.
God bless you too.
Yes. Hallelujah. Thank God,
Hallelujah.
Honey. God is so good.
Yes,
praise God. Baby, the Lord is moving.
Yes, he is. Thank you,
the
God.
Way he wants to move. That's what I love about the Holy Spirit. The different areas that he moves in. Someone else is dealing with an issue of deliverance. And I'm going to tell you something. Satan knew if I could destroy the family, I could destroy faith. He knew it.
Yes.
He knew if I could destroy the family, I could destroy belief in God. And people will walk around so confused.
Mm-hmm.
Because, see, once you get all those spirits in you, and as spirits of bitterness, unforgiveness, here we go. And see, you're going down a road that you could be 20 years trying to get rid of one little imp. Yes. 20
yes.
years, 30 years trying to get rid of one imp, a spirit
yes.
of bitterness.
Jesus.
I'm telling you. So if you've been dealing with the spirit of bitterness, call in right now. You don't have to deal with it anymore. 347-539-5173. I'm telling you what I hear. I'm telling you what I hear. And you know me, honey, when I hear it, I'm like a bulldog. I just stay on it. So right now, you say, I want to be delivered from the spirit of bitterness. I'm ready to be delivered from the spirit of bitterness.
Thank you, Jesus.
I'm going to go to another caller.
Yes.
Praise God. God bless you. You're listening to Prophecy Alive.
God bless you, Apostle.
Is this the barefooted prophet?
This is your brother, the barefooted prophet of Lockport, Illinois.
No, you didn't.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are now listening to my good friend, apostle and prophet, oh, my God, Chandler, Mark Chandler, and we have been friends almost 30 years.
Yes, sir.
And this man, I tell you, he prophesied to a woman. And are you there, my queen?
I am here.
Look what we have on the air. He prophesied to a woman, y'all. You that are listening around the world, and she didn't really want a baby. And I may see if I can call her. Honey, pull up the woman of God number.
Oh, God.
And, honey, from the switchboard where you at, call the woman of God that the man of God prophesied to. As a matter of fact, the child is our godson. Well, anyway, this do that for me, queen. And let me tell you something, and I'll come right to you, baby, when you get it. So the prophet, ladies and gentlemen, looked at the woman, and how he does it is kind of crazy, but he told her she was going to be pregnant. And she was like, no, I don't want this. But, see, her husband desired a son. And so he looked at her, scrunched his eyes, and batted his eyes a little bit. He said, this time next year. Well, praise God, it came to pass. The woman had a son. As a matter of fact, the prophet said the son. And this is a surprise, so that's why I'm so excited. Well, they had a christening, and we were in, what were we in, Joliet?
We were in Chicago.
We was in Chicago.
Yes.
And look and behold, Prophet Mark Chandler stepped in the house, and I just thank God for him. Well, let me stop that because you're my brother. So God bless you. I'll turn it over to you for a little bit, man of God. Whatever's in your spirit, go ahead.
Amen. We just praise God for Apostle Roderick Ornsby, my brother, for over 30 years. And listen, I'm just enjoying Jesus. Amen, and I'm enjoying the Holy Ghost. And it's just time for the people of God to know that we are the gatekeepers. Oh, my God. We are the ones that watches the gates. Amen, and we just praise God for who he is and what he is in our lives. Amen, I've been following my brother on Facebook. Amen, and just been enjoying what the Lord is doing in his life. But listen, saints of God, this is our time.
Jesus, come on.
This is our time. If we don't get it now, we're going to miss it.
Jeez.
Oh, come on, somebody. If we don't get it with we're going to miss it. Because God is moving. And God had me tell the people that this month of May is the month of favor.
Glory, glory.
The favor of God is moving on the earth. Amen. God is moving in an unusual way, and it's time for us to get rid of our isms and our schisms and allow the Lord to move in our lives. Amen. I just bless the Lord. I just wanted to greet my brother. Amen. Haven't seen them in a while, him and my sister.
Lord.
Amen. And I've been watching them on Facebook. And listen, let me get on bullshit. Amen. Hey, amen. I just got off another prayer line, and I told them that the Spirit of the Lord said, you ain't got to be lonely. If you want companionship, God can bless you with companionship.
Jesus. My
but
God.
But as the apostle said, we got to get rid of our bitterness.
Yes.
We got to get rid of the spirit of bitterness.
Yes.
And broken relationships. We got to get rid of the hurt from broken relationships in order for God to put us in a new relationship.
My God.
You wonder why? I just got married, and it's the same thing because you didn't get healed from your past relationship. God bless you.
Oh, my God. Praise God. You know what? He just tells it like a T.I. is, and I seen things. I remember when you came. I'm not going to hold you too long because I know how busy you are, and there's so much coming up, and but this man of God, I've seen some unusual miracles through his life. And I've seen you preach under such an anointing. I'm going to tell you the truth. I wanted to just grab you and just, you know, tell people, sit them down. This boy going to fly away. But I appreciate you. I honor the anointing in your life. And I want to pray for I had a dream last night about Bishop Scott in Chicago.
Oh, God.
And his wife. So I want to pray. I want you to say a word of prayer for him. And it just came back to me. And that's one of the reasons why you called.
Oh, my God.
And if you're sick, ladies and gentlemen, I'm going to try to hold him as long as I can. We got 90 minutes, but we only have 23 to go. I'm telling you, if you're dealing with a sickness in your body,
yeah.
I dare you to call in now, 347-539-5173. That's 1-347-539-5173. I got my friend, Apostle and Prophet Mark Chandler, and the Barefooted Prophet, he as a.k.a., he earned that name sometime. The Lord uses him. He'll kick off his shoes. Oh, Jesus. And so I had a dream about Bishop Scott. Could you pray for him?
Father God, in the name of Jesus, God, we lift up the man of God, Bishop Jerome Scott. We lift up God, we lift him. God, we lift him up to now, tonight. God, we ask that you touch him, oh God. In the name of Jesus, God, we ask that you heal his body, oh God. Oh God, we pray for the heart. Oh God, God, touch his heart now, God. In the name of Jesus, the issue of life. We command the blood to flow, oh God. God, we know that you have parts in heaven. And you can give them a new heart. Oh God, do it for your glory, oh God, in the name of Jesus. God, we decree healing in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
My God.
Oh, God.
I felt the glory.
Yes, Lord.
You that are listening, I know you sense the glory of God. I dare you just to touch the computer. If you're listening by blogtalkradio.com/prophecyalive, if you're listening by phone, just begin to raise your hand. There's a heart miracle taking place.
When you call,
man of God, I felt the healing rush in.
God.
Hallelujah.
And listen, there's a woman that's listening. God said, Emoshe, oh my God, he come out here. Oh my God, he's going to turn the report of the doctors around. Hallelujah. And I see the lump going down. Oh my. They ain't going to be able to find no cancer nowhere in your body. Oh my God, in the cervic area. Ah, yeah. He said, come on, the old. Oh, my, Moshe. Oh, God, Moshe. Ah, God is healing. God is healing you now. Woman, be healed. Live.
My God. I know you feel that rush from the Lord. Hallelujah. What a mighty God we serve. My queen, are you there, baby?
I am here, and I am praising God. God bless you, Apostle Chandler.
God bless you, my sister, Apostle.
It is always a joy to be. When these two men of God get together, you will sense a rattle that has not taken place in some times. You know, there's spirits are so kindled as brothers naturally,
yes,
and spiritually. There's a love for one another,
yes,
that it reminds,
yes,
me of David,
yes,
and Jonathan.
Yes.
And if you knew, people of God, what Jonathan and David in the book of Samuel, and if you knew what took place with them, how they protected one another, and
yes. Yes.
I mean,
yes,
we know that Jonathan was Saul's son, but
yes,
he loved,
yes,
David so much till when his daddy, the king, wanted to come after David and kill him, he protected David.
Yes, he did.
That's a love,
Lord,
that surpasses a man and woman. I'm saying that to say, when the men of God get together and they,
yes,
are going forth, The pool is stirred right now. People of God, if,
yes,
there's something, an issue that you have right now,
yes,
if there's an issue in,
ooh,
your blood,
Jesus,
if there's
my,
an
my
issue in your emotions, if
say
there's an issue in your mind,
yes,
do not hesitate to call. Don't hesitate. Don't feel,
ooh,
like you're going to be outed or anything. Run to the pool, because healing and deliverance is in the pool. The waters are stirred, and you can have what you want. Because the men of God are gathered,
my God,
at this moment. Hallelujah.
Ooh. And Apostle, if I could even say it, as Apostle Katrina was talking, amen.
Yes.
Listen, somebody is in Lodabar. David, after Jonathan died, he looked to find somebody that was left from the seed.
My God.
Hallelujah.
My,
and
God,
he went down to Lodabar and found,
yes,
the son of Jonathan and bought him up. Bought him up out of Lodabar and told him he could sit at the king's table. I want somebody to know tonight that they can sit at the king's table tonight. Favor ain't fair. But it's so right, huh?
Oh, my God. People, I'm telling you right now, I don't care if you're blind, if you call in now. The scales will fall from your eyes.
Yes, Lord.
Don't move. Call. We got just a few minutes. I'm going to hold this prophet 2 more minutes. Call in 347-539-5173. I'm going to take a quick break. Apostle, prophet, could you stay with me a couple more minutes, sir?
I'm going to stay with you a couple of more minutes. This is what
my God. My queen, we're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back with the barefooted prophet himself in the flesh, Apostle and Prophet Mark Chandler out of Illinois. We'll be right back. Praise God.
Praise God.
Blog Talk Radio.
Listening to Prophecy Alive, and I am your host, prophet and seer Roderick, along with my queen, Apostle Katrina, and prophetess, a powerful woman of God. She is with us. She'll be back shortly. We have some more callers. I do have the barefooted prophet himself, Apostle and Prophet Mark Chandler, and he's out of Illinois. And look here, we have some callers, and I believe you called in because you've heard the man of God. And I'm going to, how you doing, my brother? You still with me?
I'm still with you.
Stay tuned. I'm going to go to another caller. Praise God. God bless you. You are on Prophecy Alive.
Hello?
God bless you.
God bless you, too.
Well, praise the Lord. I'm going to release this part to my good friend, the barefooted prophet, is on with me. Been friends down through the years, and he surprised me with a call. Do you have a need?
Well, yes. I want prayer for me and my sister.
Go ahead.
I want prayer for me and my sister and my mama. And I want
prayer
from the Lord. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to turn it over to the prophet. Go ahead, sir.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, you've heard the prayer request of the woman of God. She's calling for prayer for herself and her sisters and her mother. Now, God, we ask that you move in the lives of these great women of God. And God, we call for restoration. Oh, my God. We call for healing to take place in their lives, oh, God, and in the family, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, God, we curse all manner of sickness now. In Jesus' mighty name. And God, we thank you for the victory, and we thank you for the move that you're going to move in their lives. In Jesus' name we pray. Thank God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, woman,
amen.
As woman pray,
of God.
Go ahead.
Woman of God.
Uh-huh.
Listen, God's getting ready to God's getting ready to give you all a miracle.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
You hear me? God,
yes.
He's getting ready to curse all manner of sickness. As I begin to pray, I begin to see high blood pressure coming down. I begin
Hallelujah.
To see him curse sugar diabetes. Oh, my
Hallelujah.
God, I can make up my say. I've seen him align the pancreas to produce insulin. Oh, yeah.
Hallelujah.
Yeah. Oh, say. I've seen God doing it, and he's doing it right now in Jesus'
Hallelujah.
Name.
Jesus.
My God, my God.
Hallelujah.
What is your name?
I'm Sheila.
Caller. Sheila.
Sheila.
We thank God. Shia.
Uh-huh.
We thank God for you calling. Did you receive what the man of God prayed for?
Oh, yes, I did.
Describe
yes,
what
I
you
did.
Felt as he was praying for you. Describe what you felt.
I felt like a burden was lifted. I don't know. It's just a happy feeling came over me. Just a happy feeling.
Sounds
Hallelujah.
Like the joy of the Lord.
Yes, yes. The joy of the Lord.
Well, we
is your strength.
Hallelujah.
Thank you for calling. I have another caller. God bless you. Go with God. Stay with us now. We got about 10 minutes. I have another caller. I'm looking for a mighty woman of God. I pray this is her. And, Prophet, I wanted to introduce you to this woman of God. Let's see. Praise the Lord. You are listening to Prophecy Alive. God bless you.
Praise the Lord. Good evening, King. Good evening, Prophet. How are you?
God bless you.
God bless you, bless you, bless you. Hallelujah.
We
you.
Love you. Let me bring my queen in. I want to properly introduce you, Prophet and Apostle Chandler, the barefooted prophet. My queen, are you there?
Yay. I am here. Woo.
Ladies and gentlemen, we do have this powerful woman of God, Sylvia Browning. I mean, when I say a mighty queen, a mighty warrior, a mighty
yes.
intercessor, she just
yes.
walks like the Queen of Sheba. She walks mm. in a decree that most don't have any clue about. God bless you, Sylvia Browning. This is the man I told you about, the barefooted prophet. Mark Chandler surprised me with a call. I introduced you to him. And
yes,
introduce
did.
You, Mark, to her. Go ahead, y'all.
Yes.
God bless
Praise.
You, woman of God.
Woo! I remember you 2 years ago. How are you doing, man of valor? You're noble and a man of valor.
Woo.
And I just see the Lord showing you on a high horse, meaning that you're riding over victory and you are fully armored. And I just thank God that it's not very few men that I have seen this on, but you are the first. You're a man
thank
of nobility
Lord.
And a man of valor.
Thank
Everyone
you,
that is hearing this here, you need to know this man, the barefooted prophet, is more than just barefooted. He is Elijah.
Ooh.
Elijah.
You know, no,
he is a multitude of an anointing of fire. Sword. I mean, he is victorious in everything that God has instilled in him. This man is an anointed man of God. Nations are waiting on you to travel, to come to world nations, world summits are waiting on you, man of God.
Oh, my God, 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 my God. Oh, my God. Woman of God, I appreciate you. Amen. I appreciate you. And even as Apostle Ornsby was saying, when I visualize you, I visualize royalty. My God. I visualize you as an Esther. He shut up. My God. The places where God's going to allow the sole of your feet to tread. My God. You're a mighty intercessor. You're a mighty woman of God. Hallelujah. You're giving birth to nations.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
You're giving birth to nations. And listen, you and I have never met, but our spirits connect.
Yes.
Huh? and you will
yes.
step in the White House. And pray for the president.
My God.
My
That's
bless
confirmation.
God.
That's
bless
confirmation.
God.
That's confirmation. That's confirmation. That's
yes,
confirmation.
Ma'am.
That's confirmation. I have one other thing I need to say to you, man of God, man of nobility and valor, that the Lord said your worst days are over. He said it is over. He said it is over. It is over. It is over. I don't know what that means, but I'm here to tell you that it is over. And that, matter of fact, the Lord said it's in the grave and your future, and has just been birthed to a whole new realm. See, God's getting ready to take you to not just the second and the third and the fourth dimension of God. He's
oh,
I'm getting ready to take you to a realm that when you pass, your shadow is going to be healing people. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. He said you are not going to have to sit in your hands. You're not going to even have to speak. But the anointing is going to be shot up in your bones, and all of your DNA is going to be just powered with supernatural power. Because the kingdom of God has come, and it is resting in you, says the Lord.
Oh, my God, that double sign. That is my, that is so
Lord.
True. Oh, my God, listen, that's the third confirmation within this weekend concerning it's over.
It's over.
Oh, my God. Listen, people of God, you have to suffer for the anointing. But when you come out, you know, folk be jealous of how God used you. But before you get jealous, sit down and talk to the anointed one. And if you can feel the shoes, then you can wear them.
Glory.
But we pay a price. We pay a price. And even as you're on the line, I'm going to shut up because I feel Jesus right now. Even as you're on the line, we want to touch and agree for the apostle and for his queen. Hallelujah.
Yes.
That God take them to their destiny. Oh, coach, this is just the beginning. Come on, somebody. I see her sitting down on the Word Network.
Hallelujah.
I see a Word Network ministry coming for the apostle and his queen. I see the Word Network bursting out in their lives.
My God.
Oh, I won't take it back.
That's confirmation.
Yes, it is.
I see God working it out in your life. This is just the beginning. This Monday, through the night, prophecy alive. This is just the beginning. This is just the beginning of what God's getting ready to do for you and your queen. This is just the beginning. Listen, God is going to sit you before men of greatness. Come on, somebody. I see somebody giving you keys to a house, and it ain't a rundown house. Step back.
Thank you, Jesus.
I see them putting keys in your hands. To a mini mansion.
My queen, Prophetess Sylvia, something happened last night. Queen, you got to tell it because I'm over here. I'm ready to. My queen, you got to tell this about what we did when we came out of a service and drove in town. Please tell the prophet. Go ahead, honey. Glory.
It's a house that the Lord has led us to here in Indianapolis, and we've claimed the house. We've gone into the house. We know that the house is ours, and we were in Kokomo last night, and the word of the Lord came to us to go and post the scripture on the house. And Roderick drove straight into Indianapolis. And before we came to the house that we're residing in now, he drove straight to the house that we are moving into, that we have possessed and claimed already. And it was posted, and we put it on the door, even as he had saw the word of God being posted. It was Isaiah 55:11. And we posted it on the door, And we know, and we drove around there today, and we know that this house is ours. And when you said it's not a shabby house, it's not a rundown house, it's a mini mansion, it has a recording studio in it. It has a movie theater in it. It has the rooms for all of our children and our grandchildren to be comfortable. It has the room for us. It has our son is homeschooled. There's an area where he can be homeschooled, would be outside of the regular parts of the house and this home that God has given us.
Wow.
Amen.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Yes, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
My God.
And we went there, y'all, my queen was talking, and we posted it with the scripture,
yes.
Isaiah 55:11.
Yes.
And woman of God, Sylvia Browning, as this is confirming many of your words, Apostle Mark, we can even do live telecasts from this place.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
My God.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. We just thank you, God.
Thank you.
Yes.
And we decreed that this goes out to everyone. I told you I saw houses coming out of the sky. We make a decree, these women and men of God, that everyone that has suffered in the area of housing, that it shall come nigh you. You shall have houses you did not build, land you did not take care of. It is yours.
Yes.
Yes, God.
Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Listen, y'all, somebody else is right there. Y'all, hold on 1 second. We just have a few minutes. God bless you. You are on the air. You are on Prophecy Alive. Are you there, caller? God bless you. Yes. What request you have before the Lord?
Hello?
Yes, you're on.
I just want prayer for me and my children.
Okay. Any one of you want to pray? We have some mighty men and women of God. Who's the lot fell on for this woman? What's your name, caller?
Elaine.
God bless you.
God bless you. Elaine? We thank you for the kingdom of God has come.
Yes.
And his will is being done right now.
Yes.
As soon as you dialed the number, you broke curses. You shattered doors of the enemy of the kingdom of darkness by stepping out on faith. The word of the Lord says that faith pleases God.
Yes.
This was a design and a destiny already set on God's calendar that you were going to call in. To hear the word, you need a rhema word. You don't just need healing for you and your family, but healing in your body. You need your children to see the God that you serve. This is not by chance, but this is a divine setup by the Holy Spirit. And we thank God right now that everything that you are in need of, finances, you're in need of a greater and a better career, you're in need of great things right now in the name of Jesus.
Yes, God. Yes, God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. I stand in agreement with all of heaven. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done this day and forevermore in your life. Your DNA, your chromosome, every part of your body from the inside outward is being healed right now. Past hurt, pain, abuse, physical, all of that is being eradicated right now. Rejection, abandonment, when you was a little girl, God said all that is being cleared away right now, says the Lord.
Yes, God.
Thank you. And the Lord said, worry not about your children. He got them just like he's had you all these years.
Thank God.
Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. There's no lack in heaven. There's no disease in heaven. There is nothing that the enemy has been trying to do to you. It is not in heaven.
We decree and declare right now with everybody on this panel, we're standing in agreement for signs, wonders, and miracles to start manifesting right now. You're a woman of God. You got a great calling upon your life.
You're a teacher.
You are to teach the workers. You are to sing. You are. You have so many talents in you that's been dormant, but I break the door right now in the name of Jesus. And I call forth your gifts to come out right now in the name of Jesus. The higher education you got was already put in you by the Lord thy God himself.
Yes.
You don't need man to give you any type of promotion because the promotion comes from God.
That's it.
Praise the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Chief.
Thank you, Jesus.
Everything that has been stolen, God is going to repay it back. He said in his word in the book of Psalms that it would be recompense.
Yes.
And he's going to give you double for all your trouble. Your sleepless nights are over. I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying there's going to be a sweet sleep that's going to fall upon you, and you're going to wake up refreshed and renewed. He says, bring thy heavy burden and thy laden to the cross and leave it there. It's done. It is.
Thank you, Jesus.
Says the Lord. It
yes,
is
God.
Finished, says the Lord. And I hear the Lord saying that he's getting ready to remove certain people out of your life that you thought was your friend. He's going to bring you some powerful people, and they're going to empower you and propel you where you need to be. Says the Lord.
Hallelujah. The Spirit of God is so on you through these powerful decrees. We can sense your tears and your crying, and it's overwhelming, isn't it, Elaine?
Yes, it is.
But it's done. Even as the woman of God spoke it out of her mouth, it's done. So you can wipe the tears from your eyes, Elaine, and give God a radical praise, because by Friday you're going to have victory even in your finance.
Jesus.
Spirit of the Lord said the struggle is over.
Glory.
You don't have to struggle no more, daughter. It's over.
Thank you.
I bless God.
Ooh, Jesus. What a mighty God we serve.
Yes.
Are you there, my queen?
I am here. I am here, and I am thankful to God for what he is doing.
Ooh, Jesus. Elaine, do me a favor. Get you a glass. Yes. Sit it in the sink and let the water run in the glass and let it run over. He takes the foolish things to confound the wise. Let the water run over. Hallelujah. That's how he filled my cup and it overflow.
My God. And go do it now. While you're just holding
for I'm doing it. I'm already doing it.
Jesus.
Lord,
and I see a number, barefooted prophet, I see a number where the Lord said she's got a time step 100,000 times greater than that glass.
That's it.
I seen it in the spirit.
That's why it's an overflow. Jesus.
Ooh, Jesus.
Hallelujah. People of God, this seems like it is going over again. If it's not on the radio, we got calls to make on the outside after the hours. I'm getting texts right now saying, my God, please have them call me. Awesome power pack. Hallelujah.
Queen and King, can I say something?
Go for it.
There's a woman that is listening, and you are having fibroid tumor. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying that there's a heat that's going to rest upon you. And when you go back to the physician, the fibroid tumors were going to be almost eradicated. They're shrinking right now in the name of Jesus. And I also heard that there is a person out there, it's a male. You have been in a homosexual relationship, but you have stepped away, but your body was infected. But I hear the Spirit of the Lord say he's going to heal you because you said, Lord, if you are real, heal my body of HIV. And I hear the Spirit of the Lord saying, because you ask, it shall be done. Within 48 hours, you are not going to have have the symptoms, they're going to redraw your blood, and they're going to think that they got the wrong mix-up in the medical report. But you're going to know that the Jehovah Jireh, Jehovah Rapha, is your physician. And God said, because I've done this for you, young man, and I see a name, Jacob, that God said, you're going to serve me all the days of your life, and I will bring you a wife. Say it some more.
My God.
Stay there. We'll be right back. Prophecy Alive.
Ladies and gentlemen, the cloud glory is here. The glory cloud is here. The waters are stirred. You better step inside. You don't have to push nobody. You just step inside. The power of God is moving through this prophetic. The conference is here. I'm telling you, men and women of God, the Prophetic Apostolic Conference is on now on Prophecy Alive. Get in it now. I don't care what your need is. It's done. It's too much power on this panel for you not to receive. You have to call. God bless you. My queen, what's in your spirit? She's working the switchboard. Did we get more time? We got Texas coming in, right?
Amen. I'm checking with them. We have not been cut off. We are going forward. We are recording. The recording button has gone past when it said your time is. Our time is just there. Ooh. And so we're just thanking God and letting God have, just saying, God, have your way. And until we get cut off, and we're going to keep on recording, and then we'll get the phones to dialing and two-way, three-way, four-way, and we'll just get it moving.
If you know, we can receive to over 100 calls. What's happening, people? Sylvia Brown, we started off with 30 minutes, and then we had to go to an hour. Then we've been going to an hour and 90 minutes, and this thing is exploding to the airwaves, to the network, to television, to radio across the nation. There's something happening with Africa. We're getting news from Africa. China, we're getting news from China. This thing is going to blow this thing up. Facebook is going to be too small to handle this thing, but we're going to keep continuing. We're with every major network. So you all, I am so excited. Here comes the prophet, my brother, called in, and this is explosive. So I'm telling you, people, souls are being saved. Listen, if you had not have accepted Jesus into your life, or if you just broken your fellowship, he loves you. Just come on back home. That's all you got to do. Just come on home. My God, you've been out too long. Come on home. We got our arms stretched wide. We love you. I don't care what your condition is. Come on home. He still loves you, and the Holy Spirit is waiting to receive you. Go ahead, men and women of God. Praise God.
Listen, even as you was talking, there's a man named Ronald. My God, my shit. Ronald, your breakthrough is here. It's here. Your breakthrough is here, Ronald. Hallelujah. God is giving you a new heart. They won't have to put a pacemaker in. All right.
Thank you, God.
Be healed, Ronald.
Thank you, God.
All right.
It's a fire on this line.
Oh, God.
There's a lady in Los Lagos, Nigeria, and her name is Beatrice. And I heard the Lord say that you have been experiencing swelling in your stomach. And I thank God right now that the swelling and the infirmity, and you are a beautiful, dark-skinned woman, not because you're from Las Logos, Nigeria, but you are a brown, very brown-skinned woman, and you are a worshiper. You are a intercessor, and you feel, though, that someone put a curse on you. But the Bible says that he breaks all curses have been broken over 2,000 years ago. And so we thank God for the healing of your stomach right now, and I command the swelling to go down, and it's just going to be flattened. Within 24 hours, you're going to see a result. You're feeling it right now. Beatrice in Las Logos, Nigeria.
Ah. There's a man in Tibet, China. Ho, ho. I see the right side of your stomach. You're literally being fed through your stomach. Your name is like who? You are about 5'5", and you were no longer... As a matter of fact, yesterday, the doctors told you that he sees something he doesn't understand. But I tell you by the Spirit of the Most High God and the Holy Ghost that you will no longer have to have that bag. I have to see a plastic, thick plastic bag on the side of your stomach. You got a little hole there, and you can only eat through your stomach. But this year, less than 7 to 8 days, you shall eat from your mouth. Says the Lord God, hallelujah, you're healed.
And even so, that God said he's breaking the curse of witchcraft off of your life. He said, I'm breaking the curse of witchcraft off of your life. Hallelujah. Every generation curse of witchcraft. Watch whose table you sit down and eat at. Oh, you're in Canada. And you're in Alabama. You're in Alabama. Be careful who you sit down and eat at. But God said, I've broken the witchcraft off of you, my boss. He said, I've broken it off you today. Be healed.
Yes, God. Jesus. Did Elaine come back on the phone who filled the glass with the water?
Are you there, Elaine? Yeah. Are you there?
Yes. Can you hear me?
Yeah, we hear you, Elaine.
The Lord is going to give you a spirit of joy. You're going to begin to laugh. It is going to be so joyful. You have not laughed in a long time, but I hear the Spirit of the Lord say, I'm going to fill your belly with joy.
Jesus. Jesus.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
Oh, my God, my God. The woman of God, Queen Ready today. Wrap yourself up in the garment of praise.
Yes.
When the spirit of heaviness come out, when the spirit of heaviness come upon you, wrap yourself up in the garment of praise.
My God.
Praise is a weapon, and praise will bring you out.
Yes, God. Thank you, Jesus. I receive that. Yes, I do. I receive it right now. I receive it, and I embrace it. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Hey.
Ooh, Jesus. So much fire here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Listen, Apostle Owens, but I ain't going to say nothing else because I'm seeing so much. But I'm seeing a mobile home. You understand what I'm saying? You know, like when you travel.
Yes.
Oh, ain't nobody saying that. You know how the stars have their mobile home, man. You ain't got to stay in no hotel because you got your mobile home. With your master bedroom.
My queen,
in
we
and
just talked about that. Yes.
Okay.
And now, honey, you know, he's a nosy prophet, too.
Yeah, you had to
come out. Honey, you got to tell the prophet that, yes.
Ooh.
Well, the great Osteen Owensby told Roderick Owensby that he saw him with three RVs. He had truckloads. He had trucks carrying his equipment, but he had three RVs that
Lord
were
Jesus.
Traveling.
Lord Jesus.
And we have been looking at RVs because we know that we, the travel has already picked up, and we thank God for that. We do. We thank God for that.
Okay, all right. I'm going to use
for the prophet,
we are so
you need
happy
to say
to have,
everything
go ahead,
God is showing you. No, for the prophet, you need to say everything God is showing you because people are being set free. They are being set free
them.
By
loose
you.
Loose them, woman of God.
Oh, my God. Listen, there is such a joy that's overflowing right now.
Yes, it is.
There is such a joy in the spirit. Listen, there are. I'm telling you, it's God.
Yes.
It's God. And listen, I don't call it no accident. I saw it because I thought I had missed it. I saw it on Facebook. I saw missed it. And I dialed the number purposely to get online. Heard ya? Oh, my.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank
to connect
you.
With my brother, and then he connect me with you, prophet. See, you know, I said the
go
way
ahead,
God
go
said.
Ahead.
You're a prophet. You're not a prophetess. You're a prophet because you
thank
walk. You.
You
walk in the office of a prophet.
Yes, he does.
You know, folks say, "Oh, she's a prophetess." No, you are a prophet. Walk
wow.
in the office.
That's what we
wow.
teach, don't we?
Yes.
You walk in the office
wow.
of a prophet. God has given you that. And you know what that means? You got access to God. You got listen, you ain't got to say that God said. All you got to do is say it.
Say it.
Ooh.
And she does. Okay.
Oh, thank you, Father. You know, I'm not into titles. God knows it. Roderick and the
you
Queen know it.
That
I
office.
Just...
Somebody was calling on the other line. You walk in that office. When you walk in, you know, these folk going around here talking about they a major prophet. Honey, you ain't here no nothing because you a major. You are the prophet. Huh?
I'm
talking
sorry.
About you mastering something. Honey, you ain't mastering nothing.
This is how we are.
Yes,
oh,
God.
Oh, I'm sorry.
No, you know better.
I receive that. That is from God. I receive it,
yes,
and
indeed.
I thank the Lord. You know, there was a one of my elders called me today, and she asked me a question. Had I been out ministering? I said, no, I haven't. I said, God has me in a place right now, and it was quiet. And she said, well, she heard the Lord say that God's getting ready to change my assignment. And I said, okay, I received it, and I didn't know what it was going to be, and I just thanked the Lord for it. Barefooted prophet, I mean, noble man of God, of valor, I thank you for every word you have spoken, and I embrace every word right now in Jesus' name.
Listen, when we learn, listen, Saturday it was 88 degrees, and I was locked in the church. Nobody came to pick me up. Nobody said nothing. And I'm just locked in the church. Then so finally about 4 o'clock I said to the Lord, I said, okay, Lord, you just want me and you. Okay, it's all right. I'm going to stay right here with you. Y'all ain't hearing me. I said, I'm going to stay right here with you. You don't want nobody else. See, as a prophet of God, that's time that God wants us to himself so we can hear from him. I'm saying, that we can give the people of God direction which way to go.
That's it.
To get away
that's
from
it.
All this foolishness that folks is carrying on in the church.
Come on. Come on. We
listen,
need
let
it.
Me tell you something. God, empty my church out to fill it back up. Oh, y'all ain't said nothing. I'm talking about he emptied, members walked away, this and this and that. And God said, yeah, now I'm filling it back up. Then young people start coming in and stuff. He said, don't you worry about nobody. Don't you call nobody talking about I'll come back, I'm sorry. He said, watch me do it.
My goodness.
See, folks don't give testimonies like that.
No, they don't.
But the lights ain't been cut off.
Come on.
The gas still on. Oh, come on, somebody.
That's God.
He said, I did it so I can take you where I'm getting ready to take you to. And that's what you said to me, prophet. God's getting ready to take me to the nation.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did.
Yeah.
And now I'm ready to go.
So glad to hear him say that. Thank you, Lord.
He's ready to go.
He's ready now. Queen, he's
ready. Do you hear me? These last 4 years after my mom died, when I say I've been through hell, but I didn't get burnt.
Yes, she did.
I'm going to preach that. I've been through hell, but I didn't get burnt.
That's a book. Right. We decree that book to come up out of your belly.
We decree, amen.
Woo, Jesus. I don't smell like fire.
Come on.
But I've been through. Huh? Oh, yeah, I'm going to write the book.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. There are pastors and apostles that have lost all their members, and they need that decree. God has already given you the key and the anointing to speak and decree that over men's and women's work. The entire church is not empty. And so you have the authority because God has given it to you now to speak that word over men and women where they are now in an empty church. And when you speak that word, the youth is going to flood those churches now.
Ooh, Jesus.
That word.
My God. It is so.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, God.
It is so.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. It does not seem like it, my queen. I think we've been over 3 hours. Look at God.
Yes.
Oh, God.
Ooh, I want to say
something
also.
Go ahead.
Noble man of valor, I was listening to Joseph Prince tonight, and his new building cost him $400 million in U.S. dollars. And you know he's in South Korea someplace.
Uh-huh.
And as you were speaking, the Lord reminded me, because the Lord, he told everybody, he says God's grace paid this building. They almost 80% almost finished paying for the building. And he said God's grace paid for this building. I want to decree and declare over the king and you that God's going to give you a $400 million building.
Hiya.
Jesus.
Ooh,
I receive.
God has no respect of
person. We serve a God
that the Bible says, the word of the Lord says, that the earth is his footstool.
Ooh. Yes.
And going to pay it off in full.
Yes, God.
I receive from the mouth of this one, God.
I receive that.
Yes, it is so. We embrace it.
There are men and women of God that are listening. You can't perceive that. But you better hear what I'm saying, that the Lord's getting ready to bless some men and women who have gone through the fire but has not burned. And he's getting ready to bless you. You're going to have keys and deeds given to you. These huge Catholic churches, they're falling because of the things that they have done against God, in the eyes of God, committed sins. But the Bible says that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the righteous. So get ready by the sound of my voice, says the Lord, that keys and deeds are going to be given to great men and women of God. And these buildings are multi-million dollars of building. And they're sitting on acres and acres of land. And it is all for the glory of God to usher in the lost souls.
Hallelujah.
Right now. Homosexuality, lesbians, prostitution, gangs, violence, every type of violent things that these people have done. God said, I want them to come into a place where the presence of God is sitting and dwelling. Yes. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done.
We thank
God for that right now.
Yes, God.
Oh, God.
Yes, God, I receive that. I received that, soul woman of God. I received that. I had one of my musicians prophesy to me Friday. He said, listen, in the next 2 months, your church ain't going to be able to hold the people. You're going to have to go and get a larger place.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm.
My God.
Mm-hmm. Better go look at one of them huge Catholic cathedrals. Stadium will work,
God,
too. That's about $400 million right there.
Yes, Lord.
Right there.
Yes,
Lord.
And what our brother Olsen can have, you can have.
Yes, Lord.
It is so.
Praise the Lord.
It is so.
It is so.
People,
it
you,
is
are,
so.
People mm-hmm. you are listening to the panel of mighty, mighty men and women of God. Me and my queen are just, we're just enjoying the joy and the authentic anointing of his presence. You can't get this all the time. Now God is bringing it together, and we're one. We're on the same page, as they say. Jesus Christ is Lord, and God said, I work a work in your day that some won't even believe it. Can you imagine it? God is greater than our imagination, and we praise God. Listen, thank you all. Thank
You're
you
welcome.
All so much.
Thank
you. You are welcome. You are welcome.
You are welcome.
And we all, I'm going to say this and I'm done. You, I, and your queen and the prophet, we're going to be in the same place and under one roof, and we're going to wear them out.
And I know that is so. Queen, are you there, baby?
I am here, and I am praising the Lord.
You know, done a wonderful job. Go ahead. Go ahead.
There's a young lady, and I'm not sure of your ethnicity, but you've been cutting your wrists with a razor.
Oh,
and
God.
You're slicing yourself. And I and as the group was speaking, I could see you. You wear like a jean jacket all the time, and you wear these black stirrups and little ankle boots. And you know who you are. By the sound of my voice, that is not of the Lord. And I break the curse and the demon and the deities that has been forcing you to do that. They're coming in and out of your body. Someone in your family has been three generations of practicing witchcraft. And so those demonic spirits, because they are no longer in this land of the living, but two of them are, one of them isn't.
Uh-huh.
And I have the Spirit of the Lord saying that that is over. You have a shield of protection by the blood of Jesus Christ, and your slicing your wrist will not take place anymore, says the Lord. You are set free. You are no longer. You are no longer captive by the demonic spirits, says the Lord.
Yes, says the Lord. Ooh, we praise God for that deliverance of that young lady in Jesus' name.
Yes.
And may you stay free. Covenant partners with us and continue. You have a big family now. Now your family is bigger. Stay with us, and we will keep you in touch, these mighty men and women of God. That conference is so upon us. We haven't even talked, Apostle
Sanders.
No, we haven't. But, you know, we're also coming to your place. And also there's a 5,000-seated auditorium, my queen, and we just came out of a meeting, powerful meeting with Pastor Jackson. And Flint, Michigan, and we've already been told we can use that. And also in Indianapolis, we know that the Lucas Oil Stadium is ours. Praise God.
Wow.
We're the coast play, so we've already claimed it. Go ahead.
Amen.
Well, God bless you. We will be back on the air tomorrow night at 9 p.m. Eastern Time. And continue to pray for us. Thank you, Apostle Chandler.
Thank
you, Prophet Sylvia Brown. And
thank
you, my queen.
Thank you so much. It's an honor and a privilege to be here.
Yes, Lord.
Such an honor.
Thank you.
Y'all just surprised us. Praise the Lord.
We love you.
We love you.
We love you all.
Good night, everybody.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Bye-bye.
Love Talk Radio.
Wow. Praise the Lord.
Here we go.
Whoa. Whoa.
Whoa.
Whoa.
move. Let me teach you this. Listen, a champion lives within me. He's given me authority. I'm bold, I'm strong, and I've overcome by the blood of the Lamb.
Sing. A champion lives within me.
Yeah.
He's given me
authority.
I'm
bold,
I'm strong,
and I've
overcome by the blood.
Blog Talk Radio.
My way, you always there for me. Through my days and my ups and downs, you always help me see that if I hold on to your promise, you always gonna work it out. But I'm more than a conqueror. Yes, I am. Yes, I am. I'm more than a conqueror. Come on and lift your voice today. Come on, I'm more than a conqueror, more than a conqueror.